Blog Talk Radio.
Keep it in my heart. Amen. 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 On this morning, we want to wish everybody out there listening on Blog Talk Radio a happy Mother's Day on this morning. Praise God. And this morning, once again, we are coming to you live from Care Church Incorporated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Delivering you another Sunday service with our very own Bishop Mac Page. Praise God. Hallelujah. So without further ado, praise God, we are going to give it into the hands of Bishop Mac Page. It is in your hands. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord, for the mother, my mother, that brought me to a nose. Maybe she could have been good, but I want to thank you, my mother, Lord. But if I want to thank you for my mother, Lord. Lord, thank you for all the mothers that have been strength you. To give birth to me. I want that the enemy still alive, want to take a to the control. Thank you for the gift. I give you praise. Look at me, you who are lost in the things that I see, for the Lord. And because, Lord, you bestowed your goodness and mercy upon us, I thank you, Lord. Bless all the mothers today, Lord. Bless all your people, Lord. Continue to look down on them. Continue to protect them, O Lord. Hide them under the feathers. Cover them with your feathers. Hide them under your wings, O Lord. And, Lord, that they might be shielded from the storms and the rains of life that have came upon them, Lord. I thank you today, Lord. Lord, I see your hand in the midst of all that is going on and all that you do, Lord. And I say, your will be done in the midst of this, Lord. Lord, we know, Lord, it was because of our sin, O Lord, and our wickedness, O Lord, that you allowed these things to come. But, Lord, we come to you and ask to have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy today, O Lord. Forgive us of all of our debts, O Lord. Forgive our nation, O Lord, for the things that it's done wrong against you, Lord. Forgive our nation, O Lord. Heads and lungs, O Lord, that shouldn't be, Lord. I thank you today, Lord. Oh, Lord, I look to you, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for forgiving our nation, O Lord. And, O Lord, we ask you to turn it around, O Lord, that it might go in the right direction, and that we might do the right thing. And I thank you today for your goodness.
Thank you for the love and the good that you shed upon the tree for us. And Lord, I give praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Just let everybody say, amen, amen. How many of y'all out there this morning? Can I hear you? Can I hear you? Can I hear you this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, I was just trying to see where you were this morning. And I know this is Mother's Day. And thank God for the day that was given to celebrate our mothers. And we appreciate that. Amen. Give your mama a hand that she didn't abort you. Amen. Amen. Give your mama a hand that she didn't get rid of you. Amen. Because she could have. Amen. There are many that did. There are many that came and didn't make it because the mother didn't keep them. And so I just want to thank God for my mother this morning. Amen. We all need to give thanks to our mother this morning. And so that's what we just come. We just want to give thanks to our mother. And amen. And for the day, you know, just the first time back, I know when you know, sometimes we get off a while and we take a break for a while. It's hard to get back into the flow sometimes when you quit, amen. It's hard to get back into the flow. But we're going to get back into the flow of things, amen. We don't want it to be as usual, but we want to get back into the flow. Amen. Being together. The Bible let us know, forsake not to assemble of ourselves together, because we draw strength from one another. And that's a good thing, the reason we come together, so that we might strengthen one another. And so whenever I see someone in here and they walk in and I haven't seen them all the week, they give me strength just for being able to see them. Mm-hmm. And so I thank God for you that are here today and all those that didn't come. Bless God. Praise God for you. Amen. And may God continue to bless and keep you and watch over you. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. I know sometime, you know, they say every week when something happens, we get a sermon for the event. Well, I don't have a Mother's Day sermon this morning. Amen. Amen. I have a word this morning, but it's not a Mother's Day word. Amen. And so that everybody can have just a word this morning. You know, I want to talk today, amen, about walking in the newness of life. Amen. Because sometimes, you know, we get saved. And when people get saved, they come and accept Jesus, and they accept baptism, and they accept the water, and they accept all the things, but then in their life there's no change. And I say, how is it that we come and say that we have received Jesus, and then we want to change our ways, and then we want to go back to doing the same thing that we did in the beginning? Well, what good was the change that you said you was making, and yet there's no change in your life? Amen? Amen. Well, what good was it receiving Jesus and said, Lord, I want you to control my heart, and I want you to control my life, and I submit myself to you. And then you come and do all of those things, but yet you don't want to give up the things that you used to do. You go right back to doing the same thing that you used to do. You go right back to the places that you used to go. You continue to do the same thing, but yet you said you have received Jesus. Where is the newness in life? Where is the change? You know, we're looking for a change. They said when we are born again, there must be a change. There must be a change in your life. There must be a change in your ways. A change in your actions, because you realize what you were doing, it wasn't completing you. It wasn't doing anything for you, and you said that you got tired of those things that you was doing, and you came to Jesus because you needed some peace, but yet you go back to the same things that you did in the beginning. But where's the newness? I had to ask, you know, back in my day when we was raised, you know, I was watching the other deacons and the preacher. I was watching them for the change, and they was the deacons and the preacher. And I didn't have no example of a change. The preacher was preaching, but yet he was sleeping with one of the sisters in the church. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I mean, he was a preacher. I mean, he was a preacher. But he come tell me about God and tell me about change, and yet there was no change in his life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I didn't have no example because one of the deacons, all the deacons, I won't say one of the deacons, most of the deacons, they was tipping on the outside too, and they was telling me about God and how good God was. But it caused me to know then that something is wrong here because you're trying to tell me about the goodness of Jesus and how God would help you and what God would do for you. But I don't see no change in your life. What's different? You still go to the club? Amen. You're still doing all the other things that everybody else do? At my time, it was called the depot. Everybody was at the depot. You know, that's where the party house was. And the deacons and things was at the depot, too. Huh? Amen. They had the Congo Club, and some of the deacons was at the Congo Club, too. And some of the sisters was at the Congo Club. Everybody was out doing the same thing, and I had to look and ask myself, now they're preaching all of this and teaching all of this, but where's the change in their life? Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So I got to ask, where's the change in your life? What are you doing different now that you didn't used to do?
Amen?
Amen. You're still sleeping around? I mean, I know everybody said you got to do it, but you got to go to hell too, but. You know, I got to be with this guy. I got to be with him. I got to be with this woman and everything. But where is the change and where is the what did Jesus really do in your life to help you to be able to resist what you're doing? Amen.
Amen.
So see, God is really hard on that lasciviousness, you know, excessive lust and stuff like that. God is really hard on that. So where is the change in your life?
Mm.
And so there must be a change. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I'd like to turn for you to turn to Romans chapter 6 this morning. Amen. Praise God. Because we want to know, there got to be some newness in life. Amen. There must be something new. There must be something different in life. Amen. People have to see that there's a difference. You have to be a light. The Bible said we need to be a light. We need to be an example to everybody else. And if everybody looking at you and you that example, are you being a good example or are you being a bad example? Amen?
Amen.
And so we've got to have a new life. Things got to be turned around. Amen. When you used to cuss your mother out and you used to fight with your mother, and everybody looks at, well, yeah, that goes on. People cuss their mother, then they're going to die. You're going to die a horrible death. You go cutting your life short. You don't obey your mothers and fathers, amen. You disrespect them, amen. Well, where's the change in your life? How can you be saved and still disrespecting your mother and father? Something wrong with that, amen. Amen. Praise God. I'd like to start at Romans chapter 6, verse 3, amen. Amen. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized unto Jesus Christ was baptized unto his death. Know ye not. You know, even the Bible tell you when you was baptized unto Jesus Christ, amen. And some people have a problem with being baptized under Jesus, and I guess that's why they're not dead, because they weren't baptized under Jesus. They was baptized under them something else. But here he said, you was baptized unto Jesus Christ. Was baptized unto his death. Therefore we are buried with him by the baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in the newness of life. In other words, that should be a change in your life. Amen. Well, when you came to Jesus to be baptized, when you said you'd be baptized unto your dead, you were saying, Lord, I'm putting away my old life, and I want to take hold of this new life. I saw that the life that I had, that it wasn't taking me anywhere. It wasn't giving me joy. It wasn't giving me peace. I wasn't walking in righteousness. And because I saw that old life wasn't doing that, then I realized I needed something different in my life. I saw that I wasn't being fulfilled. You know, that's a fulfillment, amen. You see, in life, you got some hunger and some thirst. You have some things in your life that you really desire to do. You know, when you're baptized into to death, it means that, Lord, I want to kill my old desires. I want to kill my old ways, amen. I want to destroy those things. So that is why I'm taking on Jesus, because I want to live a new way. I want to live a new life. And because I want to live a new life, I'm going to take on the ways of Christ. So Lord, I want to take on your ways, because my ways wasn't working, amen. My ways wasn't doing it, amen. And so I wanted a new life. So when you got baptized, you were baptized unto death. And when I'm baptized unto death, that means my old desires, I allow my old desires to be destroyed. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we got to get when we're baptized unto death. When we're baptized unto to death, it means that I'm no longer alive. That me as myself, amen. I'm no longer alive. It's not about me anymore. It's about Jesus Christ now, amen. It's not about what I want, but it's what God wants for me, amen. See, we are always about what we want. And we always tell God, well, what about me? And God said, well, what about you? You didn't like the life that you had, and I want to give you a new life. Then if you want this new life, you got to do it my way. It's almost like going to the doctor. You know, the doctor told you to take a pill every morning, and you decide you don't want to take the pill. You could have just stayed on at home. You know, if you wasn't going to obey the doctor, why go? If you don't want to obey God, then why come to him? It would be better not to know the right way than to learn the right way and not do it. Jesus said, for those who... Luke chapter 12 said, those who knew what to do and didn't do it, they're going to be beat with many stripes. And the one who didn't know is going to be beat with a few stripes. So it's dangerous, it's knowing what's right and not doing it. Amen?
Amen.
See, we can't just know what's right and not do it, because to you, that's sin. He that knoweth to do good and does it not, to him is sin. And you're looking at the other person might not know. But to you, it makes a difference. I always wondered by a lot of children, you know, how when they grew up in a certain type home and when they grew up a certain way, other kids get away with stuff, but they can't get away with nothing. They can all be doing the same thing, and the one who knew what was right, he's the only one to get arrested. I saw that in my family. The one who knew what was right, he was the only one who got arrested. The other two boys walked off, and the cop arrested him. Because he knew what he was doing, you see. Maybe they didn't know all what they was doing, but because he knew what was right, he was the one that went to jail. And so even now, when we know what's right, we need to do what's right, because if we're going to have a new life, we got to take on the ways of Christ. If we don't take on the ways of Christ, we may as well keep our old life.
Mm-hmm.
We may as well keep on doing what we're doing until we get ready to change.
Yeah.
And then we don't know if you're going to have time to repent, amen? You're playing Russian roulette. It's what I call Russian roulette. You know, you put the bullet in and you spin it around and you don't know where it's going to land. So you don't never know your day. You don't never know your time. You don't know when your hour is going to be. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, the next second, boom, you could be gone with me, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And so while you know what's right, do what's right, and then you'll get what's right. Amen?
Amen.
And so what he was saying here about that walking in the new, you're no longer alive. You have departed from your old way. You're gone from it. Your mind, your own mind is gone. Because I'm dead. You know, when you're dead, you don't know nothing, right?
Right.
When you're dead, you don't move. You don't do anything, right? Amen. A dead man, somebody said, a dead man don't talk. Amen. A dead man don't move, amen. Amen. A dead man don't fight back. A dead man don't speak back, amen. So are you dead? Have you been baptized unto death or not? If you're still alive, you need to be killed. So God got to kill you. Because the only way you can be made alive, you got to die to yourself.
Amen.
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 So that's what suffering comes in at. I got to go without a lot of things that I could have, I go without them. A lot of things I could do, I don't do, amen. But because that's part of the suffering, because I realize I've got a new life now. I got to be different. I have to show myself different, amen, because of who I am now. I'm not the same person. That's why the Bible says, any man be in Christ, what? He's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. That means I've got to learn a new way of living, a new way of doing things, because my old way has passed. I know how to do. Everybody know how to sin. You don't have to teach nobody how to sin. Amen. You know, you have to teach a little kid how to sin. They can be 2 years old. They know how to sin. And they're 2 years old, they even know what they be doing wrong many times. Amen. You don't have to teach them to do something bad. But in order to live right, you've got to learn how to live right. Amen. And that's why God gave his word, to help us to know how to do what's right. Amen.
Amen.
And so we need to learn how to do what's right. So old things, when your desire to do wrong, amen, that thing's supposed to be passed. We're supposed to have a desire now to do what's right. So Paul would say we're buried with him. If we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection. So if we are planted like him into death, just as he rose from the dead and became alive forevermore, he said, then we're supposed to have a new life now. My old life is gone. My new life has came into play. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so let us, even in this hour, start living the new life. We can't keep going back and forth. Amen. You can't be what we call straddle the fence. It's either you're in or you're in. You're in or you're out. Amen. How many of you are still in? You know, you want to be in, not just out. We got to do what's right. Amen. I know we make all kinds of excuses not to do it, but there's no excuse for ignorance anymore. Because you know, you've been saved. Amen. The Holy Ghost teaches us how to do things right. The Holy Spirit leads us right way. The Word of God, we have to hide the Word in our God, hide the Word in our hearts so that we don't sin against him. It's because what? This is a new way. I got to change my mind. The way I used to do it, I know I can't do it that much. So I'm looking for something different. I'm looking into the word to find something different, or a different way of doing it. How I used to lash out, but now I know how to keep my mouth. Amen. I used to cuss you out, but now, you know, I just look at you and keep going. Because what? I had to learn how to bite my tongue. See, God said, learn how to bite your tongue, because this is a new way of doing things. Amen. I used to fight, but I don't fight no more. I walk away. Amen. You know, as somebody say, it's better to be a live chicken than a dead lion. It's better to be a live chicken than a dead lion. You know, a lion wants to show his might. A lion wants to show his strength. He wants to show his power. And a man wants to show his pride, because, you know, he feels that if somebody says something to him and he don't want to be degraded from somebody else's mouth, he's got to fight to try to prove who he is. But a person that knows who they are don't have nothing to fight for, don't have nothing to prove. See, I don't have anything to prove. You see, it's the person that's doing want to fight, he's the one who wants to prove who he is. But you see, when you know who you are, then you don't have nothing else to prove, because what? I used to would fight, but now I submit to the word of God now. And because I submit to the word of God now, then God fights my battle, because vengeance belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ephesians 5:15. I'm walking in. My old man has been crucified with him, and the body of sin might be destroyed. Henceforth, we should not serve sin. Not that I went on to verse 6 before I go to Ephesians 5, but it said here we shouldn't serve sin anymore. Stop serving sin if we're going to walk in newness of life. Realize that the Spirit of God is in you now. Amen?
Amen.
The Spirit of God is in you. God is with you all the time. I never leave you. I never forsake you. I'll be with you always to the end of the age. I didn't come to realize that until, you know, I told you I went off that time and I got to the place and God said, well, what are you doing here? I said, well, I come here to seek you. He said, well, when you came in the door, I came in here with you. I didn't realize that what? That God was with me, amen.
Huh?
You see, we hear that God was with us. Ephesians chapter 5. I'm talking about this is a new life now. We're doing something different now. We're not doing it like we used to do it, amen. We're not putting up our dukes no more, amen. You know, back in the, when we were little kids, put them up. Come on, let's get it on. Let me show you who I am, boy. Come on, let me show you who I am. Amen. Well, we don't do it that anymore because we have a new life. Ephesians 5 and 15. Amen. I'm trying to take my time here. I'll go up a little bit, amen. Seeing that you walk circumspectly, see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, amen. Huh? Now, whenever you walk circumspectly, we got to look at that word circumspectly, amen. Circumspectly, amen. When we walk circumspectly, that means we walk careful, amen. We walk careful. You see, God wants us to walk careful, amen. But when you're walking careful, then you won't make no mistake, amen. Most of the time, the reason we don't walk in the newness is because we don't walk careful. We don't take time to watch what we're going to say, right? We just, everything just flies out. But I'm careful when I know I'm walking in you. I'm walking carefully. I'm going to make sure my steps are sure, amen. The Bible said, all your ways acknowledge him and what? He will direct your path, amen. They said, the steps of a righteous man is what? It's ordered of the Lord, amen. So before I take the next step, I'm always going to walk carefully. Before I put my foot down, I'm going to make sure it's a solid place, amen. Before I put my foot down, I'm going to make sure that it's in the right place, amen. I'm not going to sink where I put my foot, amen. I'm not going to end up somewhere that I shouldn't end up at because I'm going to be careful about it. Before I do it, I'm going to give thought to it before I do it.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
See, most times we don't give thought to anything before we do it. We just jump up. Well, we jump up and do it, amen.
Amen.
See, we don't do that anymore because what? We have to look to see how Christ did it, amen. Mm-hmm. Christ didn't do anything without praying about it.
Amen.
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 See, if you pray about things before you do it, or even ask the question, well, what was Jesus doing this Esther? Have you ever been in a situation that you get ready to make a decision? Did you ever just ask yourself, well, what would Jesus do in this situation? Not really, huh? Or you ask yourself, how would Jesus handle this, amen? Mm-hmm. Walking circumspectly means that I'm walking carefully, amen. I'm not just doing anything anymore because I realize I got a God, amen. I got a God in heaven that's watching me, amen. I got a God in heaven that's keeping tabs on you, amen. Do you realize that God keeps tabs on everything you do?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? They keep records on everything you do. Everything you do, whether good, it's being written down, amen. And you, when the books are open, you want to have some good things on your book. So I got to be careful about this. I just can't do anything I want to because if I do anything I still want to, then I know I'm not walking in units of life. I'm walking in myself. I'm back in the flesh, amen. Yeah. Walking circumspectly means I'm walking carefully, amen. When I walk in circumspectly, I'm looking around. I'm making sure I'm being watchful of everything. See, you have to be watchful of the enemy because he comes at you many different ways, amen. And you got to be always, somebody said, watch your surrounding, amen. And when you're watching your surrounding, and the way you watch your surrounding, amen, when we pray, prayer helps us to see what's going on around us, amen. See, a lot of times things are going on around you, and you don't see it, but when you pray, that's why the prophet said, I'm going to stand upon my watch and see what the Lord will say unto me, amen?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's being careful, amen? I'm just not moving on my own. I'm moving as God, as the Holy Spirit leads me. And those that are led by the Spirit of what? Are the sons of God, amen. So I'm always looking around, making sure everything is okay before I do it. You see, if I'm going to walk in the newness of life, that means I can't just do it the first thing that pops out of my mind, because most of the time it ain't right. I'm looking around when I walk, amen. I'm cautious about what I do. I'm cautious. Always cautious, because I realize I don't want to mess up this life, amen. I realize I want to make it in, amen. I don't want to go to hell. Huh? See, a lot of times we don't talk about hell, but I don't want to go, amen. I want to make it in, amen. And whatever I'm doing, I got to be cautious with it, amen. And so for whatever you realize that something could take place in your life, you are cautious about doing it, amen. You know, if you sawing some wood and you're using that electric saw, you got to be cautious how you put the board up there, amen. Because you could end up cutting your finger off because you wasn't cautious, amen. But when you get ready to go across the road, you know, and traffic can come from both ways, you look both ways, you look around both ways, don't you? You check everything out before you decide to cross the road, amen. And so even with God, before we do things, we need to look both ways, and we need to make sure there's nothing coming that's going to hit us, that's going to attack us. Then we need to be cautious. That's what being circumspect to mean.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So this is a new life that we're living now. I've got to be cautious with the new life I'm walking. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I got to be cautious, because what? I don't want to be bad mistakes and have to suffer bad consequences.
Amen.
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 Huh? It's the consequences that I don't want. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because God said, you know, for every action, what they say, for every action there's a reaction.
Right.
And for every time you do wrong and you wasn't paying any attention, there's a consequence for your action. Amen. And so we need to be careful. If we're walking in the newness of life, we're walking in the Spirit, we're walking, being led by the Spirit, being led by the Word of God. So I realize if I mess up, there's consequences to my mess up.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If I just decided to do it, you know, you bought that car and you didn't check it out and it broke down on you the next day. There was consequence to your actions, amen.
Yeah.
You had a lemon. You bought a lemon, amen. Because you didn't check things out before you did it, amen? You get what I'm trying to say? So if we walk from circumspective, we're on the watch. We're looking out for things, amen? When you buy a house sometimes, you got to walk in it and see if there's been a crack in it. You got to see if the roof caved in. You got to be cautious about that, because once you do it, amen, you got to suffer the consequences of what you've done.
Amen.
Even when you get that new boyfriend or new husband, amen, whatever he is, you better be cautious before you marry him.
Right.
You better check him out. You better make sure he's legit, amen. Don't just go jump into this thing, amen. There was an old song that was saying, this guy said he took her home to mama and said, "Mama, I want you to meet my future bride." And mama took me to the side and said, "Son, it takes time to know her. It's not an overnight thing," amen. And so that means that what? I need to check things out before I do it, amen. Make sure you check things out before you do it. Make sure you know what God would do in the situation before you do it, amen. Don't just fly off the handle. Don't just go do something. What would Jesus do? Am I being cautious, amen? I'm being cautious, amen. I don't want to make mistake. And the reason I'm walking circumspectly, because I want to have a desire not to make one. I like what Paul says, and I believe in 1 Corinthians 1:9. Paul said we have a sentence of death in us. And what Paul was saying, man, I'm going to do what's right even if it kills me. Hallelujah, amen. Come on, you know. Well, what somebody said, I'm going to do what's right even if it kills me, amen. I'm going to do what's right even if it kills me, amen. That was 2 Corinthians 1 and 9. I'm going to do what's right even if it kills me. You know, once we get a mind to say that, I'm going to do what's right even if it kills me, amen, that means that you have placed your life on doing what's right. Amen. And when we do that, amen, we always come out ahead that way, amen. Praise God. I'm going to do what's right even if it kills me, amen. So Paul said, I'm going to preach this gospel even if it kills me, because this is what I know that I should do, and I'm going to preach this gospel even if it kills me, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we have a sentence of death in our life, you say, I'm going to do what's right even if it kills me, amen.
Amen.
When I'm faced with a situation, I'm going to make sure what? I do what's right, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I might get slapped for doing what's right, but I'm still going to do what's right, amen.
Amen.
Because I'm supposed to suffer for doing what's right. See, most of the time, we don't want to suffer for anything. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, when they put Peter in jail, and they told him not to preach in the name of Jesus, amen? And they said, we don't want you preaching in the name of Jesus. And Peter said, well, who shall we obey? Shall we obey man of God?
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to preach this. I'm going to preach the name of Jesus, even if it kills me. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, it killed him. Sure enough, he died behind preaching what was right. Amen. Because he had a sentence of death in his life. He was going to do what was right no matter what, because he knew that there was a more glorious reward on the other side. Amen? Come on. We're looking for the glory on the other side, not only on this side, but we're also looking for something on the other side. Amen? That's why the Bible said, if only in this life we have hope, we are all men most miserable. So I don't want to be a miserable people, a miserable person, because I've got something to look forward to. I'm looking to a new life. I'm looking to a place where there'll be no more tears, no more crying. Amen? Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about it? No more sickness, no more death. Amen? So I'm looking for something better than what I have here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, the reason we do what we do, because we're looking for something better. Amen. Say, I'm looking for something better.
Amen.
I got a better hope. Amen.
Amen.
What you see now is not where it's not really where I'm going to be. Amen. I might be right here today, but I'm going to be some. I might be somewhere else tomorrow. Amen. See, I realize I don't have to fear death anymore, because I realize I'm going to a glorious place in Christ Jesus. Amen. I realize God got a kingdom. Amen. That's waiting on me, but he wants me to live right. Learn how to live right now. Because what we go through now can't be compared with the glory that we're going to receive in that day.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Can you imagine, amen, standing in front of Jesus, amen, and all of his love just flowing out, all of his presence just flowing out on you, amen. You're just in awe, amen. You're not thirsty. You're not hungry. Nothing is going on. You're just in the presence of God, and you can't even look up at his face, because there's so much love and glory that's penetrating you, amen. Well, what a glorious place to be, amen. So why shouldn't I live right now so that I can receive that later? If I live like hell now, guess what? I'm going to get hell later on, because we won't walk in the newness of life. We talk change, but we don't walk change. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody said, "We worship you." They worship me much with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. They just talk. Oh, I love God. God knows my heart. I love God. God knows my heart. Yeah, God knows your heart by what you do. God knows your heart by what you do. Hmm? If he told you, he asked you to do something, and you didn't do it, you disobedient. You're self-seeking. That's your heart. What came out of your mouth was in your heart when you said, I'm not going to do it. How many times that we've been, you hear people, they knew what to do is right, but they said, I'm not going to do that.
Amen.
I'm not going to do it. That's a rebellious heart. You just rebelled against the word of God. You just rebelled against your creator, because there was something God told you to do and you said you wasn't going to do it. You are rebellious. You're not walking in the newness of life, and your life ain't going to be changed, because the only way your life can change, there must be obedience in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
What good is God putting you on the table to give you an operation, amen, you get up off the table? How is he going to operate on you? How is he going to move things out of you that's in you and you won't allow him to circumcise you? How can he expose your heart in disobedience? See, the only way the heart get exposed, amen, is through obedience, amen. That shows what's inside of you, amen. That shows who you really are, amen. When I push you in the corner, and whatever comes out, then that's who you are. If you want to know who somebody is, just push them in the corner. You know, they say you push a cat in the corner. Don't never push a cat in the corner. Mm-hmm. He can be the little sweetest little thing. A little house cat. A house cat can be the sweetest little thing you want to see. Walk around with his little tail just wagging and rub it up against you and just be so lovable. But you put that cat in a corner where he can't get out.
Amen.
That wow come out of him, amen. He'll jump on you and claw you and run up on, I mean, like a wall. He'll run up the wall, man. I don't know how he get that sheetrock, but he'll climb up on a sheetrock wall to get up in the top and get ready to jump on you. Just push him in the corner. How do you know when there's no change in somebody? It's when you get them in the corner. That's when stuff starts to come out. That's when the sin come out, amen. That's when the real you show up, amen. That's when them horns come out, amen. Now, that devil that's in you, that's when that devil come out, when they push you in the corner, amen. They say the wrong thing to you. Then the devil comes out then, amen. And that's why God allowed that to happen, so he can show you that you still got the devil in you. You still got some hell in you, amen. That's why that person is messing with you on the job. Because God is allowing that to be done so they can see it's in the hell in you, amen. He's trying to see, are you new? Are you still the same person you used to be? You know, when you used to would fight, when somebody, you used to would cuss them out. You can't cuss nobody out anyway, because you can't cuss when God is blessed, amen. You just using some words, amen. But those words, those swearing and stuff coming out of your mouth, amen, that shows what was in your heart. See, that's how God tests you to see, are you new or not, amen? You know, when you get your new car, you want to go in there and look at the miles to see how many miles it got on it, amen? And so God, when you become new, he had to check you out to see how many miles you got on you, amen? He got to see what you've been through, amen? What's still left in your heart? How long you've been on this road, so he can turn you around. So that's why God allows it. So he says, we need to walk in the newness of life, become dead to self. Let your desires become God's desire, because we got to walk for it circumspectly, amen? That's what he said. Not as a fool, but as wise. Not as a fool. A fool utters all of his heart. A fool runs when nobody chases him. A fool has said there's no God, amen. A fool said, what good does it do to serve God, amen? See, that's a fool, amen. And so we realize there's a reward for serving God, amen. God changes you, amen. He makes you better, makes you feel better. Even though when things aren't going good, you still feel good. When we obey, you feel better about yourself, amen. You feel like you're somebody then, amen. Because the devil always tells you who you're not. God's always tell you who you are. Amen? And so even when you read the word, you stop worried about who the devil say you're not and start accepting the word of who God says that you are.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, amen?
Amen?
I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I got to tell myself that every day. I'm new. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I start telling myself I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus, the more I start thinking like a new creation. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we get the mind of Christ to walk in the new, is because we're walking about who we are, not who we used to be. Everybody wants to tell you about your sin, but we want to tell you about your righteousness. You're righteous because of the blood of Jesus that was shed on the tree for you. Amen? It's not of your own righteousness, amen, but it's because of what Jesus did on the cross for you. He died and shed his blood for you to purchase you from sin.
Amen.
You don't belong to sin anymore, or you don't belong to the devil no more, because Jesus bought you, amen. The Bible said we was bought with a price, amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen. It wasn't no free thing, amen. And if we're going to walk in this thing, it ain't going to be no free thing, amen. Because anything that you get free, guess what you do with it? You abuse it. Somebody win the lottery, they just spend money like crazy. And in 4 years' time, they done spent $4 million. No, that lady spent $147 million. In 4 years' time, she was broke in 4 years because it came easy. You know what I mean? We don't put value to things that come easy. When somebody gives you something, you most times you don't appreciate it as much as when you buy it.
Right.
When you buy it, you're going to look at it because it had value, amen. Things that came to you free, you don't appreciate it as much, amen. Mm-hmm. Salvation wasn't free, amen. We say it's a free gift, but somebody paid for that, amen. Jesus Christ paid for that, amen. The wages of sin was death, and the gift of God is eternal life, you know. He paid a price for that. He was beaten on the tree, amen. He was beaten beyond recognition. He was bruised for your iniquity, amen. He was chastised for your peace, amen. He was marred more than any man beyond recognition. The little pretty picture they put up there, the little pictures that we got on the wall that showed that Jesus, you ought to take the picture down because that's, I won't call it what it is, amen. He said, don't make no image of me of things in heaven and on the earth, and don't make nothing of me. And we got that thing on your wall. You need to take it down because that's not who Jesus really looked like.
Amen.
You take that picture off your wall. Take that cross off of your neck. Don't make no image of anything that is in heaven or on the earth, amen. Make no image of it. Whether wood, stone, or whatever, don't make no image of it. Hallelujah. But because that's not the true cross. Amen. The Bible says he died on the tree. He died on the tree. And so take that stuff off. Amen. Because that ain't showing anything. When you look at what he really looked like, amen, and what really happened, amen, then you need to recognize there was a price paid for that, amen. Somebody died so that you could be saved. Somebody died so you could live forever. Somebody died to pay the penalty, amen, so that you wouldn't have to be attached to sin anymore. Well, you wouldn't have to sin anymore. And we can't walk without sin. Somebody say you can't walk. If you walk in the spirit, the Bible says you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. But what we are doing, we're just selling for being saved. Read the word every now and then. Pray. But we're not desiring to be in the presence of God. Your desire should be in the kingdom of God where you see things and you hear things and God speaks to you and God talks to you, amen, and he leads you in the way. But sometimes our minds be so clogged up with other things because we're always desiring what? Earthly things, amen. That's why it says seek those things that are from above, not the things on the earth, because we can get caught up in so much and seeking things on the earth that we won't be seeking the things of God. And then we don't hear God when he speaks to us because our mind and our spirit is so clogged up with things that we can't hear what God is saying.
Amen.
God said, I'm always talking.
Yeah.
I'm always talking. I talk to you in the midnight. I talk to you in the morning. I talk to you at lunchtime. I'm always talking to you, but the problem is you're not hearing me. If you was hearing me, then a lot of the mistakes that you're making, you wouldn't be making them. We don't pray enough because we're caught up. We're caught up with the TV. Ain't nothing doing us no good. Ain't nothing wrong with watching TV. But when you're caught up so much that your mind is filled with the TV, and your mind is not filled with God, you're going to end up in some trouble. Where's your mind? If you're going to walk in newness of life, you got to have a new mind.
Amen.
Romans said we got to have a new mind. Renew your mind, amen. Because, you see, if I get rid of my old mind, I got to replace it with something. Amen? If I get rid of my old self, I got to replace it with something.
Amen.
That's why Jesus said when the evil spirit is gone out of man, you cast them out, and the house is left empty, the evil spirit goes by and walks in dry places, And he comes back to the same house and find it empty.
Yes.
What happened? You put him out, but you didn't replace nothing. You didn't put nothing back in. You got rid of some knowledge, but you didn't put no knowledge back in. Amen. You got rid of some thinking, but you didn't replace it with some thinking. Amen. This is why we got to replace everything with the Word of God again. Amen.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
God wants us to walk in the newness. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in the newness. The Bible said, redeeming the time because the days of evil. And I have to look up the word redeeming. You know, when we redeem the time, amen, we're supposed to spend our time wisely. Spend your time wisely. You know, one thing that is always moving is time.
Right.
We're putting off for tomorrow what we can do today. We don't know tomorrow might not come, amen. If we redeem our time, that we would be useful, amen. If there's 12 hours in a day, he say, amen. How are we using our time? Are we using our time to communicate with God or communicate with our flesh? Are we redeeming the time, amen? Are we making it useful? Sometimes we spend too much time in pointless pursuits. Anybody been there? You've been pursuing something, and when you got to it and found it, you found out it wasn't what you really wanted anyway. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a pointless pursuit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
An unuseful pursuit. So he said, we're going to redeem our time walking in use. Make sure we got a pointless pursuit. Amen. Make sure that whatever we do in God, that we're walking in the youth, make sure that it has purpose in it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything without purpose is probably of no use anyway, amen?
Amen.
So a lot of things, we're not redeeming the time, pointless pursuits. We are doing things and ain't nothing going to become of it. Why we spend all that time and nothing going to become of it? You've been shacked up with that man for 20 years and he ain't married you yet. Pointless pursuit, amen?
Hmm?
You've been running behind him 20 years. Ain't nothing happened yet. That's a useless pursuit. Amen? You get what I'm saying?
Amen.
If you're going to get something, make sure it's what you want before you pursue it. Amen? Check it out first. This is how you walk in newness. See, it used to be you just went out the thing because it looked good. It had a good smell to it. Nice face powder on, nice hair, big chest, six-pack. We went after it because of the six-pack. He didn't have nothing in his head. All he had was a body. And you found out that was a pointless, a useless pursuit, amen?
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't do that when we come into the news. We always check things out, amen? See, some people think they're smart at the beginning, but a wise man will come check them out. You know, when somebody arrives somewhere first, they think they're smart, you know what I mean? But a wise man will sit back and watch him and check him out and find out that he's not as smart as he thinks he is. You see? See, that's why the Bible said, knowledge puffs up, but charity edifies. You got some people think they know so much and they puffed up with it. Amen?
Amen.
Pointless pursuit, amen? Come on. Let's have a pursuit that's worthwhile. I'm quitting after this, amen. Pointless pursuit that ends in disaster. Anybody been there? I have, amen. Yeah, I've had things that ended in disaster. Wasn't what I thought. I thought it was a piece of candy, and find out it was a lemon. Amen. Pointless pursuit, amen. End in disaster. Even when you start your business, you got to make sure you know what you're doing, amen. Because it'll end in disaster, amen. Redeeming the time. If we're going to go after something, we need to seize the opportunity to do good. Every chance you get, let's do good, amen.
Amen.
Every chance you get, seize the opportunity to do good. Because this is a new way of doing things, amen. I'm going to help who I can help, amen. Everybody might look down on you. Well, why are you doing that? Why are you giving them this? Why are you giving them that? I'm seizing the opportunity to do good, amen, because this is my new life, amen. Maybe in my old life I would seize the opportunity to steal something from them. In my old life, amen, I might seize the opportunity to take something from you, amen. I'm going to see what I can get out of it, my old life. The new life is what you can give, not what you can get, amen.
Amen.
See, when your life becomes different, you realize you become a giver instead of a receiver. It's better to give than to receive, amen, because this is a new life. The old life, all the old life was about take, 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 my. Jesus came to change that, amen.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus came to die for it, it wasn't about himself, because if it had been about himself, he wouldn't have died, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He did no wrong. What wrong did he do? They found no sin in it. They found no fault with it. But yet he gave himself for us, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He gave himself for somebody else, because that's the way we're supposed to do it now. If he had been selfish, he would have kept his life. If it had been me, everybody been in trouble. If it had been me, they'd be glad that wasn't me. All y'all be in trouble. All y'all would be dead now, because I would have been selfish. I would have been about myself and not about somebody else, amen. And so even what we are doing now, it can't be about us all the time. Can't be about us all the time, amen. Can't be about you all the time. You know, God said when you take care of somebody else, he'll take care of you. When you give to somebody else, he'll give to you, because he gives seed to the sower. He wants to find somebody that's going to give, be a giver. Somebody going to give life. Somebody going to speak good, kind words to somebody, amen. Somebody that's going to help somebody up that see them down, amen. And that's what our life is supposed to be about. Our life is supposed to be about helping somebody else up. And God will take care of you when you take care of his business. That's what a new life is about. Come on, let's walk in the newness of life, amen. Let's change the way we do things. Let's watch what we're doing from now on, amen. Let's look at what Jesus did. Now, when it said Jesus is our example, let's look at what Jesus did. Not look at how we used to do it, how everybody else did it, but how did Jesus do it? How did he overcome? How did he get the victory, amen? How did he treat people? Did he argue with folks? Did he spew out on them, amen? Even when he had the power to kill him, he wouldn't kill nobody. We murder people with our mouth. Slanderer, strife, envy, jealousy. That's the old way of doing things, amen? Love them instead of hate them now, amen? Somebody said love the hell out of them. If they got a lot of hell in them, love it out of them. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's walk in the newness of life today. Amen. Father God, I just thank you. Thank you for helping us to walk in newness, doing things a new way, turning our life around, turning our thinking the way we think around. Thank you today, Lord, for letting us come back together, Lord. And, Lord, all of us, we're healed. We're safe, oh, Lord. You kept us from sickness and disease. And we say we're going to live and not die. Amen. We're going to be healed and not be sick. Amen. And we're covered by the blood. Amen. And we're not fearing what the enemy can do unto us, because the Lord is my stay. Amen. And so, therefore, I'm not going to fear what the enemy is doing out there, because I know God is with me. Amen. And if God be for me, he's more than the world against me. Amen.
Amen.
So I thank God for the word, and thank God for all of you. Amen. If there's somebody that need a new life, want to be turned around, we want to hear from you right now, if you're on the line. Is there somebody? Amen, amen. If there's nobody need to be saved, amen. We want to make some announcement to you today. Amen. Thank God. We want to make some announcement. There are some places around town that you can find help in. and some food shelters and things if you're lacking food and you need some places to go. We have a list here of places that you can find some food. And so get your pens and papers out while we come on, Katisha. Amen. Bless God. If I didn't say your name right, you got to love me anyway. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Y'all listening? Just something else.
The ones I'm going to read are the ones that are in Arlington. You have the Mobile Pantry of Arlington, Urban Ministries. It's located 2200 East Park Road Drive. We also have Arlington Charities. That's 811 Secretary Drive. The Arlington Charity, the one I just read, is the fourth Friday of each month. And the first one I read is the first Wednesday of every month. And that's from 9 to 11. That's a.m. You have the Household of Faith, which is 5001 New York Street Avenue. That's also the fourth Friday of every month. And they're from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you have the Arlington Charities MP. That's 2045 Green Oaks Boulevard. And that's the second Saturday of every month. And that's probably about five of them. That's right here in Arlington and nearby area.
Amen. 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 Praise God. I hope y'all got that, because if you're short on food or something, if you know someone that is short, you can have them to go to those places that they're open. I know times is a little, things are a little tight now. And but if you do need some food, those are some places. I'm going to try to keep this list of the things, of the places we got, so that they can be a help to those who are in need. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Is there any more announcement? Amen. Amen. Brother Prevost?
Amen.
Amen.
Over the last 6 months,
I've been
Amen.
But come on, man. Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I'm barely hear you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Praise God on this morning. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Wonderful message, Pastor. Praise God for those of you that desire to give on this morning. Hallelujah. It is offering time. And in order to give, praise God, it's very simple. Praise God. If you have PayPal or you have Cash App, all you have to do, praise God, is go to your app and type in carechurchinc@gmail.com, carechurchinc@gmail.com, and you can give your offering, your tithe, or your donation in that manner. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Any other announcements? Amen. We want to take offerings. Amen. You can take offering. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We want to thank God for y'all listening in today. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Help us to change our hearts. Help us to walk upright. And Father, we thank you and praise you for what has went forth. And Lord, we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We'll just see you Wednesday night. Online. God bless y'all. Anything
Amen.
To say? Anybody got a comment or anything, Miss Valerie?
No. Happy New Year. Oh my God. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Anyone else?
Happy Mother's Day, my church family. Happy Mother's Day to all my church mothers and daughters.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. Anyone else? Happy Mother's Day. Sister Paige?
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Happy Mother's Day.
Say Happy Mother's Day to all your mothers. Amen. All right. Thank God. We'll see y'all Wednesday night. God bless and keep you. May your mind be changed in Jesus' name.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boy, hurry to Sunday school. Filled with the Lord of glory, we learn the holy story. She'll always have her dreams, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet say? Cotton candy, stronger than Papa's old brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy being with us and Daddy. Standing the worst of times, breaking the binds with just a simple song.
I know that I gotta go.
are the last party in the conference.
Driving in a storm, it is very tempting to want to pull under the overpass and wait for the storm to pass because you don't want to get stuck in the middle of a storm. And so even right now in life, it is so easy to just want to pull over in the middle of the storm that we're in, and you want to pull over and stop dreaming and stop believing and stop thinking that things can get better. But I want you to know that God did not build you to pull over. that you are storm-proof because he's in the storm with you. So keep driving to that destination, and I'll see you there. Let's go.
I brought some friends with me, and we're going to do this song for you. I got friends all over the place. It's going to be beautiful. All the steps are working. All my brothers and sisters in the storm.
Today's a new day, yeah, but there is no sunshine, and nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. And today's a new day, yeah, but where are my blue skies?
Yeah.
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
Dark in my heart.